So, for you, what's your favorite age? Do you have one?
Well, my initial answer was kind of dark, but I don't want to say it.
So, why not?
Well, it's kind of dark, but anyway.
Why it would be dark? A favorite age should be about positive things.
No, well, what I said first was back when I wasn't here. Like, there's no age. That's my initial answer. I think that may have fly over your head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you mean you're not here, like before you are born?
Before I was born, like, no age.
Okay, so that means
So.
it's an easy answer to say I don't have a favorite age.
Yeah, but the question is, yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me. Because, back then when I think about the memories, like when we practiced graduation during college and I brought some mangoes from home for my friends and we were just eating the mangoes with salt and soy sauce and our lips were turning white from all the saltiness of the food that I brought. And that moment felt really precious to me and I still remember it now.
How many
And
were you, like a lot of
lots, like I gave,
students?
if people wanted to have some mangoes, they can have it, because I brought a lot
And
because we
so
have a
you were
mangoes tree.
eating the mangoes
We
together
were eating the mangoes
at
together,
home.
not at home, but at school, like
Oh, so you
practicing,
brought some
yes,
at school.
practicing our graduation. And I don't really remember how
So,
old I was. So that question
graduation.
is.
Instead of having a prom party, you would have mangoes at home. That's not at home, at your college. That's a really nice and simple way to.
It's not prom, really. Graduation is like when you graduate from your bachelor's degree or something. Like finishing your 4-year adventures, like your 4-year course together, It's receiving your diploma after 4 years of hard work. That's graduation.
Oh,
Don't you have
yes.
that?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
actually the last year.
The last day.
The
Not even
last
the
day.
last day, but yeah. So.
So for you, it was like every year you would have
Oh no, that was the
a
last.
mangoes. It was only
No,
once.
it was only once, yeah, because our mangoes were flourishing by the end of my college days.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I have that memory etched in my brain, and
Mango
it
and
was
salt. So it's not a favorite year. It's like
my favorite
one of a
memories.
really good memory.
Yeah,
But it wasn't
so
even a day. It was just like just a moment you
it was just a
really
moment, and
liked.
I don't even remember how old I was, but I could probably track it down because, it was graduation. But, I don't remember how old I was. So when you speak about your favorite age, it doesn't really make any sense because moments that are happy are not situated in one age. And if you say that your favorite age is 15, then did you really enjoy every day when you were 15? If you did, then you would have remembered 365 moments of those. But then
Exactly, yeah, that's
you
right.
don't. So it's
We
like, I don't know, it could be being nostalgic for when you were young, but really that question doesn't make any sense to me. So I don't have a favorite age. It's just the moments, because if you answer like, oh, my favorite age, if you don't answer that my favorite age is now, that means you don't like your life now. And that's something else as well. And I too like moments of my life in this age that I'm living. Like right now, it's not every day, but I remember them because I like them and they're precious to me. And it's nothing about the age, actually. And if I say that my
It's
favorite
just what
age,
you do, the
yeah,
experience during
the
the day.
experience and the people you have met, when I was 12, I didn't meet a lot of people, but
Your classmates?
15 years, yeah, I did, but
But
then
wasn't
people that
real.
I've met now, 15 years later, is different people. And if I say that the best year of my life is 12, then the best people that I have met at this age is not, is saying otherwise. If I say the best year of my life is 12 or something like that, So yeah, I think that question is flawed in my opinion. Well, maybe health-wise, you know, it's like, well, my favorite age is back when I was 20 because I was running on no sleep and 3 Red Bulls and I'm ready to work my 3 shifts. Yeah, probably that, you know, like...
Could be a good challenge experience, like, no, like you... Sometimes, like for me, I remember when I was younger, I used to... I had a shift at a coffee shop, Starbucks, and I had to wake up at 4 a.m., actually at 3 a.m., when I was doing the opening. And it was really challenging. I was sleeping also in hostels because I had an apartment elsewhere in a different city in the UK. And so it was, you know, a little bit challenging. It wasn't easy every day, but I really liked it too, however. But it's hard to say it's a favorite moment. It's a lot of good things you appreciate, but favorite tends to be one favorite. But actually, a happy life, happy days, it's a lot of nice moments. Sometimes it's not really nice in the term of just having a siesta and chill out, because probably you will remember less in your head, it will be less highlighted. But when you do like a day at an amusement park, a special date with maybe your loved one, or when you will, like for me or like for you, having a really busy day but really challenging in the sense of not staying at home from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. at home having a busy day. No, having a busy day in the sense, I don't know if you have multiple jobs in a day and you have to run out, I mean, you have to run in the subway and then you have to go to one direction to another one, and then later maybe you will have a beer or a drink with some friends, with your partner, or maybe with, I don't know, colleagues. Maybe that will be a good moment too, like the whole day, although that's more about being busy. I believe it's really, it depends on your perception, and usually at that moment, you won't see that day as an amazing day, but it will be later. When you will recall that scene, you say, oh, it was really nice. Probably for you, the mangoes.
It was siesta, though. Like, full on just... Because we weren't listening. And people were just practicing. And it for us, it was like siesta. Like, let's eat some mangoes. Who cares? You know? And it's like... But, it's basically for fun, you know? It's like nothing... You know, just it's just for spending time together and eating mangoes. And yeah. Yeah, perceptions could be different. That's for sure.
But probably... that at that moment, when you're eating the mangoes... You wouldn't think, oh, in 10 years, I will still think about that amazing moment.
No.
Usually, it's when days pass, you would think, wow, actually, that year or that moment of my life was actually quite nice. Especially sometimes when it's challenging, when you have like a bit of pressure, but positive pressure.
We don't have pressure by eating mangoes, though.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. But maybe you had to brought a lot of mangoes at school. That was a bit challenging.
No, I really like climbing mangoes, though. We only have one mango tree outside my home back in the Philippines. And it used to be like a small tree, but now it has gotten really big. And for sure, I could still climb it. I am sure of that because I'm the only one in the family who climbs the mango trees. But yeah. It wasn't challenging for me, and I really liked the result because once I took the mango, peeled them, and then chopped them, and then put some salt in them, it's like, wow, it's like best creation. I did nothing, but yeah, I basically did nothing, just put salt in it, and yeah, it was amazing, like, you know, because Indian mangoes back in the Philippines, it's
Indian
amazing.
Mangoes?
Yes, it's called Indian mangoes. They're crispy, they're not sour, they're sweet, it's amazing, it's like... Just, wow.
And those ones, you eat them with salt. So you would dip some slices of mangoes to the salt, and then you would eat like this.
Yes. Could be with soy sauce.
Oh,
could
wow.
Could be with vinegar. Could be with shrimp paste. We have that in the Philippines, so...
Shrimp paste, shrimp the mango. Paste. And soy sauce, you yes. said vinegar.
Vinegar. Chilies, if you like.
Oh yeah, chili for if you want to have a extreme mango.
Yes, experience for sure, yeah. So yeah, I remember those. I remember the times these times are not really busy for me, but I remember the this one night where I stayed up for a night reading this one book and I finished it because I can't put it down.
And then the sun was setting.
And the sun was already rising.
Wow. Yeah, rising. Indeed, yeah. Not setting. What book was it?
Oh, it was... I forgot the book. But it was a book by Rainbow Rowell, actually. And it's not an information book. It's just like...
A novel.
A novel. It's a YA novel. So, yeah. It was...
Yeah, something, no, continue.
It was something just for young people. I was young back then, you know. And yeah. So I was really intrigued by how the story would end. It's nothing really fancy or anything, like there's intricate world building and stuff like that. But, you know, I enjoyed a light novel and I stayed up all night just to finish the book.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I mean, which is funny.
It's funny, I remember the same I did and I still remember now because I was pretty young back then. I mean, pretty young. I'm still young, I believe, but I was like 19 and I was reading a Java book. So Java is not Java like the coffee or I don't know Java, but Java like the programming language. And it was a huge book, really big. I think it was like 500 pages, 490. It was really huge and it was really heavy. And I was reading that book on my bed. Somehow I didn't fall asleep for the whole night. And I was reading it until, like, obviously I didn't read the whole book, but I was always bringing that book on holidays. That year, I was a little bit older then, because that year I went to Guadeloupe in the cabins, and I brought that book too, and I was reading it. And I went to a cafe there. It was like a family trip. My mom and my sister were on the beach, and for me, I was reading because it was a bit too hot. And I had a coffee and I was reading the book. And then the same book, I think in September, I was reading the book in my bed the whole night. And I still remember that night. It's probably not a favorite moment, but it was pleasant. I mean, it's funny because it's just because you mentioned you read the whole book. I mean, for you, you started that book in the evening.
The morning of, actually. And finished it at dawn.
The next morning.
Yeah. Mm. And I took a bit of a sleep and then woke up and then time to start the day.
Because it was during the week? Like, you had to go...
Oh, no, it was during a weekend, I think.
Oh, good. Yeah. So, like, a Saturday, so you didn't have to go to school that day.
No, but yeah, it was amazing. You know, I think when you think about it, it's like your favorite days. Do you actually remember them? I mean, but these little moments in your life. I mean, you remember them, except for those big events. Of course, you will always remember them, like a wedding.
Oh yeah, like, that's for sure.
Could be a funeral.
Yeah, a more sad those, way, obviously. Yes. Moving to a different, especially if it's not moving to a, like, moving to your new home, like your own
moving
home.
To a different country.
Different country.
You would indeed remember those events. But, you know, we have fiestas every year.
Really?
Oh, we don't, I don't where remember. You eat?
Oh, yeah, because it's too often.
It's too often. It's too every year, you know? Mm. So it's like...
So in the Philippines, Christmas you have...
I don't remember.
Me too, me
New
too.
New Year's, I don't remember.
Me too, sometimes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you're right. Like, you would too think many. That, oh, it's one of the best Christmas, and then actually you won't remember it. Unless if, you know, after that Christmas, Granny died, and that was the last Christmas for Granny, you know?
And you will see the photos, oh yeah, that was...
Granny's gone, last. You know, stuff like that. But yeah, actually... But, happy moments in your life that are meant to be happy. You don't actually remember them.
It's just a pleasant time. You like the meal. You like the turkey.
The cranberry sauce is amazing. Oh, I love the cranberry sauce.
Yeah. But at the end, because every Christmas is similar, and usually the people you would invite, it's always the family, so the same people. Maybe somehow...
It made it normal.
You have to make it different. You have to eat different food elsewhere, not always, because usually it's always at the same home. Like, you invite the family or vice versa, that family, that uncle invites you, but it's always the same home, the same context, the same environment, the same food, the same people there, and the kind of the same conversation as well. So this is why it's harder for me too, and I believe if I ask my mom, she will have exactly the same, she would say exactly the same as me. She will have the same discourse as us. Like, yeah, I don't remember a lot of different Christmas because it's too similar. It's not, there's no, like, all of them look a little bit the same.
Yeah.
And to remember something, it has to be, like, if you are eating mango every day at school, it would just be a normal day.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's...
So you believe having a favorite year or favorite moment age. In your life, favorite age, it would be by doing things you don't usually do or by experimenting things you are not usually doing and something positive, obviously.
No, going back to the question, what is your favorite age in your life? The age doesn't really matter, to be honest, because every year you do different things. Every year you meet people. Every year something happens.
New people.
Yes. Every year you get to experience new things. So, going back to the question, do you have a favorite age? It doesn't make any sense to have one. Because good experiences and good memories are scattered all over your life. And, you know, choosing one as your best age is basically throwing away the opportunity of your future to be better, because you're choosing something better now, you know? Well, you could say, what is your best age yet? But still, good experiences is always spread out, even in the future. So now you have things to expect and things that have happened in other years of your life that are fun too. So basically, the age is irrelevant. The question should be, which year of your life where you felt the most happiest, let's say?
Happiest.
But it still doesn't make any sense.
Yes, and also happy doesn't mean also favorite, because sometimes I believe favorite is more something you would remember well for long, because it was an experience, a unique experience. So obviously eating mango, you are happy, but what made you happy that day? Was it eating the mango, sharing the mango with others, being with good classmates, you had good discussions? Was it the weather? Was it the salt? What was it?
Everything. It's a mixture of everything. But yeah, I think the question is flawed.
Yeah, again, it's a bit the same as asking, can you score your happiness now from 0 to 10 on a scale of 0 to 10? It's like, what does that mean? Like, oh, you can score happiness? Okay, good to know. What does it mean? It's funny because actually I was asking before in the past. And I used to score my day, and I was asking to my partner to score her day as well. And we stopped doing that because it was, it doesn't make too much sense. You have good things that happened during your day. You have better things that happened during the day. It's nice to see. It's nice to identify what didn't go well and what went well. But so you can, you know, try to improve your day. So obviously, now I can identify what makes my day not good for me, at least for me, what makes me feeling less happy. But finally, you don't change overnight, even if you know this. You know, like in my case, I know what I have to do to improve my day, which I do, but screwing my day, yeah, I believe it's still important. I believe it's too small for my... Yeah, it depends on everybody. It's like happiness, not happiness. It's the same as asking, can you score your sadness in your day? And if you have Zero, it means you have a super amazing day. Like, how, like, usually people would ask you, like, how happy do you feel now? But if you revert that question to how sad do you feel now? If you say, oh, I'm not sad, then you are happy? Well, I don't know.
It doesn't really.
And it's a bit also for the same as your favorite day. Favorite day, does it mean happy, sad, exciting?
Yeah.
Does it mean...
To some, it's like their favorite day is when their rapist died. I don't know. Sorry. But you know, like their happiest day is when their really bad, bad parents died or something like that, you know?
Oh, you would. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, it's like, yeah, rating your happiness is just, what if, you know, like, you did everything right, everything went well for your day, but then somebody yelled at you, you know?
Mm.
And it makes
just one, yes, just exactly. One. Yeah, or you received a bad email or bad news, and then your day becomes a bad day. It's the same if you go on holidays somewhere. I had a colleague, she went in Malta on holidays. So it was a product owner whatsoever at work a long time ago, and she said, I didn't like Malta. I said, oh, why? And actually her first day she got her purse stolen, and just because of this you wouldn't like your holidays anymore, because you just arrive on holidays and bam, someone steals your purse, and so you believe directly the country is dangerous. It's just a bad luck, just a bad person. And maybe that person was a tourist, I have no idea. I mean, no one knows. But it was just bad luck. And obviously then, you know, like, wow, you're on holidays, you don't have your bank cards, especially back then you wouldn't pay with your phone or with other devices. You wouldn't have your ID, you wouldn't have anything. Like, wow, then you 2 weeks or 1 week holidays, you are looking forward for so long are just been destroyed just because of this. And then you say, oh no, I didn't like it and I won't return because I have the bad experience. But like what you said, Elle, sometimes in your day could be amazing, but just because someone yelled at you or something else did happen, then even if you had a lot of happy things in your day, everything else will be stained by the bad thing.
Overshadowed by the negativity.
Yes, overshadowed by the negativity.
So,
negativity, it's the same. I was reading something. You need one person to make 5 or 8 people feeling bad, but you need at least 3 positive people to make you feeling positive. So the negativity is always much stronger. It's because our brain is always like we are aware, like our brain, the awareness of our brain is about negative things to protect ourselves for danger. Otherwise, you know, we would maybe die easily if we don't see the danger in front of us. But this also can affect our life nowadays, because nowadays life is not that dangerous anymore. We won't have a dinosaurs eating us, I believe. Or, I don't know, a lion.
Wow, that sounds like you know something.
Dinosaur or lion eating us. But, yeah, it's a bit stupid by example. But anyway, however, if we hear something negative or if someone yelled at us, we would just remember this. Yeah.
Yeah. Because usually negative experiences in our day always wins. You know, it's like at work, like you did your best. You did amazing in your job. You make one mistake and you get fired, you know? Exactly. Like they don't consider
everything amazing you did. I know.
Everything amazing
it's
you
crazy.
Did.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's just, it's always that one negative thing you did.
I know.
Or basically it's like, you know, you're a farmer and then you...
And people, right.
You're a farmer and then you... You tried to sleep with your goat once, and then your
You're a goat fucker. I don't know. Like, that's a joke in the internet, okay? Oh, right. Directly. You're no longer a farmer. Yeah, you did the farming for 20 years. They didn't care about experience. Now you're a goat fucker. But you know, that's something stupid, okay? That's just a joke. But it's basically translates that way. But that one is a bit, like, stupid. Yeah. Anyway.
But it's the same, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say some... Obviously, some are very bad. But you have some prime ministers. They were working really hard, making the job, you know, like doing the job very well, but for some reason, or because they got influence, or just because, you know, it was too tempting, they just, you know, like got money they were not supposed to receive, or just taking advantage of some kind of a loophole, do you say?
Yeah.
And then people would just remember what they did bad. Although maybe over time they would forget, I don't know, but they would not remember, at least at the beginning, everything hard they did. I speak about the good ones, obviously. I mean, yeah. And you know, usually, yeah, you would remember what the person did bad, at least. Maybe over time, I believe it will just be less strong in your head. But even if that person did a lot of amazing things and worked really hard to do an amazing job, they will still say, oh, I mean, no one is perfect anyway. Like, everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, all the time, like yeah. Me, every day.
Everybody, so it's easy to criticize others, but look at yourself first, because this is the best way to improve yourself. The best way, like if you always criticize others, don't expect your life to change. Don't expect you to improve, and don't expect having a better life. If you want to change, look at yourself and see what you can make it better tomorrow. And this will also make you probably your days happier, and you will remember longer about your days. And you say, wow, actually, I don't have a favorite year. My favorite year is my favorite age is my life. My favorite age is my whole life.
Yeah.
Could be.
The ups and downs of my life, you know?
Yeah. And like, you know, it's a little bit, I hope not as much as a roller coaster, but life is a little bit like a ride, you know, with up and down.
100% is like a roller coaster.
Yes. For some, it's more emotional and more hoop, hoop, you know, like going up, then down, and then
going in circles, and then circle. You realize it's a loop, you know, going sideways,
yeah.
And actually it's 120 kilometers per hour, and then you can't open your eyes, it's too fast, and you know.
And then you have to slow down in your life.
Yeah, you slow down.
Because Everything I have heard a podcast of someone mentioning that nowadays, or no, it was a TED video, and that person was saying, wow, why nowadays everybody does like the fast way? So obviously we have fast food. He saw on the street a fast yoga lesson, a fast yoga lesson, 10 minutes micro yoga lesson. You have a micro nap, you have a micro sleep, you have fast. There are a lot of fast things like fast washing machine, fast reading, speed reading. You would speed up when you watch a movie. I do it
because I do it too.
Oh, you do it too. I mean, sometimes it's a bit slow, especially on YouTube. Not really for movies, but usually
sometimes I do with movies. Mm. Some movies are just stupid, just slow.
Especially some scenes, so you just increase the speed of the video being played. And I do the same. I have a Audible subscription, and I have a lot of Audible books. I listen, and usually it's times 1.5 or times 3 sometimes, if it's in my native language, which is French. And it helps me to, well, I don't know actually, but sometimes it's a little bit too slow. And yeah, indeed, in our days, we want everything to be fast. And sometimes we have to learn how to slow down and try to watch a movie with the opposite. Everything's slow. And the same if you want to do yoga, not fast yoga lesson, but slow yoga lesson. In my case, I really like about slow food, eating slowly and enjoying the food. But everything else, I like it fast. I mean, depends, but... Yeah. But usually...
Usually.
Usually, like, for, you know, podcasts, for audios, for videos sometimes. Yeah. Because time is limitless. And if you can optimize your time and having more moments of your life, being more optimized and doing happier things, at least things that make you happy, then here we are. That's the secret sauce of having a happy life.
One of, for sure.
Mm.
Anyways,
so Elle, would you like to add anything else about happy age?
I would like to ask you the same question that the one you asked me in the beginning.
Okay.
What's so, your favorite age in your life, good Mr. question. Pierre Henry?
In my case, I used to say 12 years ago that my favorite age was 15. And 16, 15. Mostly because, I don't know, I just liked it. And when I was 15, I received my Wii video console and I had a lot of gifts. And it wasn't too hard at school. And
you're not paying any bills.
No.
Mom has to pay the water and gas.
In my class, my classmates were nice to you. And yeah. But now, when I moved to the UK, when I corporate my company as a freelancer, it was nice because it was so challenging. Then when I moved to different countries, it was also really nice. Then now I'm here in Australia, it's really nice because I do jobs I really like, and I live in a really nice place with really nice people. I have an amazing girlfriend or partner, I should say.
So, you have two?
I never know which one to say, girlfriend or partner.
I'm
so
just kidding.
I have an amazing partner. So my life is super amazing. But what does that mean? Amazing? I mean, not amazing, but a good age. Could be, it's multiple moments of your life because you cannot choose one. But how can you wait? Because all of them are so different and you don't know what will happen later. Like, for me, I'm updating my favorite moments all the time, obviously. And like I said before, when I was 19, I used to say only 1 or 2 or 3 moments. Also, when I when my parents brought the dog of the family, that unfortunately passed away now. I mean, the dog was 17. He was quite old, but I had it when I was really young, like 5, 4. And I remember I was so happy, and every year we would put some gifts in the garden for his birthday, like some bones. I mean, you know, we would buy some pet toys for him, just, you know, like to celebrate his birthday. We did that when he was young. After we got older, we were a little bit busier and the dog was maybe playing less. But that was my favorite moment, age. But it's really hard. Again, I would say the same as you. I don't have mango moments, however. However, I do have good, really good moments I used to have with my partner eating mangoes. That's right. I think mangoes is
making
you happy.
What do you mean used to? What do you mean used to? You can do it again.
Yes.
All the time.
I think
it's
because when you say happy, your favorite age, you are always thinking about the past. And you will not say, oh, tomorrow we'll have also my favorite moment. But yeah, it will be a favorite moment too. I believe there's no reason why it won't be a favorite moment. But usually if you say, oh, like next year I will go to the winter holidays skiing in Switzerland, it will be my favorite age. I will turn, I don't know, 26, and it will be so amazing. But no, it's not possible to, I mean, it sounds a bit weird to say that. You say, oh, last year I went to the winter holidays skiing in, I don't know, Alsace, or I don't know where, or in Switzerland or in France, and that was my favorite year, age. But I believe, indeed, when I will eat again my mango with her, it will be another amazing moment.
Mangoes are amazing, to yes. be honest.
So basically, we
She's
have...
She's got good taste.
We, yes, she does. So we have the secret sauce here. Just eat mango and you will have a happy life.
Make it Indian. Prepare it with salt or soy sauce.
Indian mango?
Yes.
From the Philippines?
Yes.
Or from
From
India.
The Philippines. Mm. I don't know, from my backyard. My backyard's the best. Anyway, no, front yard.
Where do you live?
I live it, just kidding. Anyway, yeah. Well, basically, we both nice. Realized something today.
I should say hello one day to you and...
You know what's
I will be able to harvest your tree.
You know what's devastating? Since I came here in Australia, it's almost 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Nobody has been harvesting the mangoes.
Nobody
they just
harvesting.
Dropped on the yard, on the floor. Like
they
nothing.
Need you. Oh, no.
I am so devastated because that mango is like...
The best. Why? The best. They don't want to have a happy moment?
They don't know how to harvest the mangoes.
How to live. Oh, no.
They don't have really long limbs like me. Look at my limbs.
I think you do have...
We
long
have
brands.
Long limbs. Good for reaching mangoes, you see?
You I are made the... to harvest mango trees.
I know, I am. Anyway, I'm so greedy. Anyway.
But you have to share some with me, please.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Anyways.
Awesome. Well, that was it about our story of living a happy age, happy moment in our life. So I believe I will say goodbye now.
Goodbye for now.
And happy life, happy mangoes.